Brother Shaquille from the UAE had a question, and there are about three or four questions tied in. He said for several years while he was in India, he didn't pray. MashaAllah, by the will of Allah, when he came into the UAE, he started praying. He said the only problem he had was the Fajr Salah. He couldn't make the Fajr Salah due to his work commitment, so he would pray his Fajr with his Dhuhr. So there's some problems there. He wants to know how to go about this. Also, he wants to know, what does he do about all the prayers that he missed in India? How does he go about rectifying those?
First of all, I recall the brother said that I'm very concerned about the two rak'ahs before Fajr, because I mentioned before that they were very dear to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, I want you to be more concerned about the fard, because it is indeed dearer than the sunnah and more important. And that's why Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that whoever skips Salatul Fajr would not have any barakah in his day. His day will be deprived from any blessing. Things will go wrong in his day. So accordingly, praying Fajr after time, it won't be sufficient. And that does not really make it up, unless if the person had a valid reason, such as if he was asleep and he set his alarm but it didn't go off, so he didn't wake up. Or he was unconscious. These are the excuses. But as long as you are awake and conscious, you must pray Fajr on time. And by the way, the time of Fajr is not extended till Dhuhr. It is only till sunrise. So when the sun rises, then it becomes too late. And when you pray, that will be qada, or making up the prayer, which you should have prayed on time. If any person says that due to my work, my job, my duty, whatever, I can't pray, I say this is not a valid excuse. Because if any person has, and I'm sorry to give this comparison, if any person has to go to the bathroom, then he or she have to go to the bathroom. Even if he is on a computer, even if he's driving a train or a plane, there has to be a replacement. There has to be a backup. Because if you have to go, you have to go. So that's a necessity. If this is necessary, then it is more necessary and more superior to anything in life than earning provision is to fulfill what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded. Our provision is all guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the acts of worship, and especially the salah, is due upon us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to give precedence and priority to what He wanted from us over what He guaranteed for us. So my alhamdulillah, I'm very glad that you mentioned alhamdulillah, started praying regularly. May Allah keep you this way and even improve you to be much, much better and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you still, you have to achieve this. Salatul Fajr, once you try to pray it on time, you would find a different taste. You would find the flavor of belief. You would enjoy the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially if you pray it in jama'ah. And this is one of the most important tools which will make you regular in praying Fajr before sunrise. To make sure that you pray the Fajr or the Isha in jama'ah. Because Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said in one hadith, whoever offers Salatul Isha in jama'ah, in congregation, he will receive the reward of praying half night, standing half night in prayer. And whosoever prays Salatul Fajr in jama'ah, he would be like a person who had been praying all night long. أَثْقَلُ صَلَاتَيْنِ The most heaviest two prayers against the hypocrites are al-fajr wa salatul ashar. But the true believers find it very easy, accessible, to get up in the morning to answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pray fajr. And let me share with you some personal experience. Once I have this road which I take towards the masjid, every day. And once I saw too many cars parking in a parking lot and even across the streets of one building. So I decided when I come back from Fajr, I have to find out what is this. Why all those people woke up very early before daylight? It was dawn. So when I went, I found it a clinic for a renal failure or a renal dialysis for patients with renal failure and so on. I said, SubhanAllah, that if you don't want to wake up willingly, Allah has His own ways to wake you up unwillingly. I say, Alhamdulillah, all praise and gratitude be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm physically fit and I'm healthy. And Allah wants from me, He's asking me for a meeting, any time, day or night. I should be very happy to rush to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as-salah is a form of dialogue between the servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salatul Fajr on time and in the Nasjid in Jama'ah has unlimited benefits and virtues. I believe that we would never have time to encompass all of them right now. But my advice, my sincere advice to you, brother, may Allah perfect your faith. And I'm very pleased that alhamdulillah you've repented and you started praying. The advice which I give the sister who reverted to Islam and used not to pray for a whole year applies to your as an answer for your question as well. Increase praying nawafil as much as you can and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and make a sincere intention that inshallah you would never skip a fard afterward.